everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Job in fashion is hard. Yes, it's true, but are you really doing anything you can to get that job or internship? And don't tell me that applying for every job you find means that you're doing everything that you can, because this is not doing everything possible. If you're listening to this and you still don't have a job in fashion yet, it's probably because there is something else that you could do. Yes, it's for sure a challenging time. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but that is why it's even more important than now than ever to use the correct strategies. And today I'm not here to talk about the correct strategies to apply for a job in fashion, because if you have already discussed them, but if you want to listen to my career strategies to stand out and unconventional application strategies to get a job in fashion, you can register for my free masterclass. Today, I'm here to talk about something else that will make the difference in your job search and career in general: a growth mindset. If you never heard about the growth mindset, let me just read you a definition of growth mindset from an article of the Harvard Business Review by Carol Dweck. She said that individuals who believe their talents can be developed through hard work, good strategies, and input from others have a growth mindset. They tend to achieve more than those with a more fixed mindset. So those who believe their talents are innate gifts. Let me read it again. Individuals who believe their talents can be developed through hard work, good strategies, and input from others have a growth mindset. They tend to achieve more than those with a more fixed mindset. Those who believe that their talents are innate gifts. Let me just apply this to fashion jobs. You know that the fashion industry is competitive because there are so many talented people out there. So this means that you will always have to deal with people who have multiple skills. But what about you? And I'm not asking you this question, or I'm saying these things because I want you to feel bad because maybe you lack some skills, or because I just want you to compare yourself to the others. As I said in my book, Your Fashion Dream Plan, the only person you should compare yourself to is the one you were yesterday. So yourself, your version of yourself of yesterday, which is quite aligned with the definition of growth mindset that we have just read from that Harvard article, according to which every skill can be acquired through hard work, good strategies, and the support of other people. Therefore, knowing that there are so many talented people in fashion should not discourage you, much less allow you to be convinced of the fact that you cannot have the same or even more skills. Having a growth mindset means that you're constantly learning something new. And not because it just happens, but because you decide to make it happen. You decide to learn. You decide to grow. Your growth should not be a random thing like an event you decided to attend because you've just seen an Instagram sponsored post. You must be intentional with your growth, which means that you will attend that fashion event, that fashion conference, because it was part of your growth strategy. And you have specifically looked for events because attending 3 events is part of your growth. Also, and especially once you graduate, you will have to continue practicing your personal growth. The same applies if you're currently still in college. You know, your university could be defined as a casual learning, not so much intentional, because you have to take that exam. So you have to go to and listen to that class. So what else do you need to learn outside of your course? What else do you need to know if you want to work in fashion that you're not learning in your course? You should add a daily dose of growth to your agenda. It is essential to include it in your calendar, or as anticipated, you will end up in the trap of those who grow only randomly. And this is not a strategy, nor the right way to do it, nor the right way to grow. You should add a daily dose of growth to your agenda. It is essential to include it in your calendar, or as anticipated, you will end up in the trap of those who grow only randomly. And this is not a strategy, nor the right way to do it. Just because until now your growth has happened spontaneously, from when you were born to when you were a teenager to now that you're becoming an adult, it doesn't mean that everything else will come by itself. Indeed, if you're one of those people who are waiting to grow, learn, and improve, and let it happen just randomly or organically, you're probably not yet, and you will not be where you want to be. And if you're not where you want to be, and in that case, if you haven't a job or internship yet, it is time to change that. The only way to change something in your life is to change something you do every day. So this dose of growth has to become part of you and your daily routine. An old proverb says that experience is a very strict teacher, because you first take the exam and then you learn the lesson. Now I want to bring you the lesson with the hope of preparing you to pass the exam. What do you need to work in fashion? Let's say, for example, that you need to learn Excel. Often underestimated, but as already mentioned several times, Excel is required in every fashion job and used by anyone in fashion. And I'm not just saying that only the most analytical roles, such as the role of the buyer or merchandiser, use Excel every single day, but also those who work in PR, stylists, and many others. Anyone in fashion use Excel. So what are you doing every day to improve the skill that is required by fashion companies? You're not waiting to join the company and have someone to teach you how Excel works, right? For sure, and especially as an intern, you will learn a lot on the job. But why do you have to wait if you can already learn some things? At my internship interview, I had to take an Excel test. For an internship, to be honest, I didn't expect to have to take that test. I was surprised, and I almost thought that maybe they were requiring too much from an intern, and that my job would be to just prove that as an intern I could learn anything fast. And of course, once I learned these things from my boss, I then would have been able to do my work and be the best resource. Today, I understand the reason for that test, and I want to tell you so you're not going to be surprised as I was, but you will also be prepared as well. Luckily, I knew how to use Excel and its most popular features, so that's how I passed the test and I got the job. Obviously, once I got the internship, they taught me many new functions of Excel, but if I had arrived to that job interview totally unprepared and without any knowledge of the program, surely I would have not gotten that internship, and they would for sure have chosen the next candidate more prepared than me. I also did a job interview in English. As you probably say, I'm Italian. It was for a job in an Italian company, so they wanted to test my language level. And in fashion, knowing languages such as Italian, French, and English is of course very important. So let's say, for example, that you want to move to France. What are you doing every single day to learn French together with Excel? Have you included accelerated French courses to learn the language and learn it as quickly as possible? What online courses are you taking? What books have you bought? In an interview with a fashion company, they might ask you, what do you think about how things are evolving now after the pandemic? So how much do you know about the fashion industry? What are you doing on a daily basis to learn more about the fashion industry? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you reading articles, taking any online courses? You know that it's easier and more convenient to believe that you have no responsibility for the things you know or don't know at the beginning of your career, because you believe that you will learn anything on the job. It is true that 80% of the things you will learn with practical experience, but you're making a big mistake if you're applying for jobs or internships in fashion with the belief that companies should not expect anything from you just because you're at the beginning of your career and that your only skill that you have to demonstrate on the job interview when you apply for a job is that you can learn things quickly once you get the job, and then once they are going to teach you these things, you will be able to do your job at your best. This is obvious and absolutely necessary to demonstrate, but I want you to be ready and know that, unfortunately, in a competitive industry such as fashion, it doesn't work like that. You might remember that earlier I told you that the proverb that said that experience is a very strict teacher, because first you take the exam and then you learn the lesson. Again, I'm here. I'm telling you all these things, because I want you to anticipate the lesson with the hope of preparing you to pass the exam, which in your case would be to get the job. I often read comments on LinkedIn of people who are discouraged because they didn't get the job and the company got the job to someone who already had more experience for an internship position. It is frustrating, I know. But are you really doing everything that you can to get the job? Or did you go to the job interview waiting for the company to teach you things? Of course, you, and as well companies, know it. Especially when you're at the beginning of your career for an internship, you want to learn once you get your first job. But put yourself into the shoes of the company. They're not the school. Their job is not to train you to grow your knowledge. They hire you because you have to help them. Of course, they will train you. They will teach you how to do the job. But they will do it not to expand your knowledge or just teach you things, just to teach you things like in school. They're going to train you because you have to learn how to do your job well within the company. I want you to consider this when applying for jobs. Don't say that you want to join the company because you want to learn, but that your desire to learn will make you the best resource they've ever had. Can you see how the same concept expressed in a different way looks totally different? If you say that you want to get the job because you want to learn, this is centered on you. If you say that you are driven and that you want to learn so that you can be the best resource ever, this concept of saying the same thing that you want to learn is centered around the company. And this little change will make a difference in your job applications and job interviews. So I hope that the importance of a growth mindset and growing in general is now clear. And I want you to pay attention to something else. It's easier to get distracted and let things happen randomly or hope to learn, hope to grow. But this is not the correct way to grow, and grow is essential in an industry such as fashion, where companies pretend a lot because they have such a high demand that they have a wide choice and don't have to, you know, settle for the only 30 people who applied. They can choose from hundreds of candidates. I want you to be the one who stands out not only for the application strategies, but also for the growth mindset. This mindset will also be appreciated once you got the job, because companies always want their employees to be encouraged to learn more and bring value. And you want to be the one who brings value because you want to turn that internship into a full-time job and then turn that into a promotion until you get the senior role you want, right? Now you may be joining as an intern, but you will grow within the company and you don't have to let this growth happen randomly or leave it just to time. I mean, I'm entering now as an intern and in 1 year or in 6 months or in 3 months, I will turn that internship into a full-time job because this is how it works. This is just, I mean, you need this time to become an employer to turn that internship into a full-time job. Yes, you need that time, but you can't just leave your growth to time. The only way to control your growth and make sure that every day you learn something new that helps you with your career is to put it in on your agenda. You have to be intentional. Do it now. Open your calendar on your smartphone or diary or your agenda and start filling out every day from Monday to Friday, from today to the last day of December, adding a daily appointment with yourself dedicated to your growth, to your learning. You might be wondering what you have to learn, what you have to invest your learning in. So the best way to understand what you have to learn, where you have to grow, is to look at where are you now and where you want to go. What do you need? For example, if your end goal would be to get a job in fashion or an internship, maybe Excel and learning a new language that we mentioned earlier could be the perfect start. What else do you need? Do you need to learn more about the fashion industry? Do you need to learn more about how to network? Do you need to improve your application strategies? Do you need to learn how to sue? Need to learn how to create reports using PowerPoint? Do you need to use how to learn WordPress for that internship at a fashion magazine? Or to use Photoshop for that graphic design job? Put down a list of things you should learn more about. And every time that you read a job description with the new requirements, or if something is not working with your application and you need to learn new strategies, you need to improve your new strategies, expand that list. Now, I also want to tell you that most of the things are free and there are many free resources online, articles, podcasts, video tutorials, but this must be accompanied by other resources that require a minimum of investment. You don't have to spend a fortune to grow and you don't need to invest in a master's degree worth thousands of dollars. A couple of books a month and a few online courses are enough. And let me share with you what I did when I was at the beginning of my career and I wanted to invest in my growth. So first of all, I started by doing an analysis of my daily, monthly, and weekly expenses. Highlighted those that were essential, such as paying the rent, because I didn't live with my parents anymore, food, bills, transportations. And also I started seeing what were the things that were not absolutely necessary, at least for, you know, a limited period, such as maybe 1 month. Or the following month, I could, for example, have started again doing those things. And then the next month, again, I would have saved up on those unnecessary things to invest in my career. So, for example, dinners. I decided to going to the restaurant just over the weekend. So if you count that you on average spend, say, an average of 30 euros per dinner. If you reduce that you eat at a restaurant once a week instead of three times, you save up 60 euros per week. Then I also saved up my gym membership. Now with the pandemic, you don't have any choice, but later when things are going to improve and gyms are going to open again, maybe you can consider this. So I skipped my gym membership because I was training by myself, just going for a run outside or watching some YouTube videos for the workouts. And then I also stopped taking coffees outside. So I was saving more or less like 15 euros per week. So 60 euros saved for the dinners per week, 15 euros saved for the coffee. And for a month, there are 70 euros saved for the gym membership. So each month I was able, each week I was able to save 75 euros. So in total, I was able to save 370 euros per month. And I could invest those money on my growth, online courses, books. Just to give you an example with what I was saying, I could have bought the course Break into the Fashion Industry. So just to give you an example of what you can do. And then the following month, maybe I could have, you know, went to the restaurant twice a week. And so instead of taking one new course every single month, I was, you know, investing in other things, such as books, instead of taking a course. And the following month, I could have again saved that money to buy a new course. And so for years now, growth has been on my agenda every day, be it a book, a podcast, a course. Actually, most of the days, they are both of these three things. And don't tell me that you don't have time to read a book, listen to podcasts, and take courses every day. Because if you don't have a job yet, you for sure have time. But if you have a job, I do work every single day from 10 to 12 hours. So it's not like a regular 9-to-5 job. And I do wake up 1 hour earlier to read and to take these online courses. So if I can do it, that I work, you know, I think extra hours than a regular 9-to-5 job, you can do it as well. If I want to listen to a podcast, I might do it when I organize the house, when I clean the house, when I take Barry for a walk, when I am at the supermarket. And as I said, I wake up 1 hour earlier because I want to read and I want to take courses. If you don't find spaces, if you don't find space to grow, you will have to prepare yourself to give up your dreams and your desire of achieving what you want. And giving up all my dreams just to get 30 minutes extra of sleep doesn't seem like a good option to me, and it should seem a good option to you as well. So, to recap, growing and learning something new is essential for your career in fashion. From the beginning when you're looking for a new job to the rest of your career, to transform that internship into a full-time job, to get that promotion and the next one. You need to be intentional with the growth. So you need to decide every single day that you're going to learn something new. You have to put that on your agenda. From today to the end of the year, schedule an appointment with yourself every single day from Monday to Friday where you're going to learn something new, whether it's reading a book, taking a course, listening to podcasts, attend events, and you have to do these things intentionally, which means that you have to look for courses that you have to take, for events that you want to attend, for books that you want to read. Make a list of these resources that you want to get and put them on your agenda. Don't let it just be casually or happen it randomly because, as I said, you have just seen a new event happening in your town. Yes, you probably have just seen an event happening in your town that you just seen sponsored, but you knew that you have to take that event because going to 3 events every single year is part of your growth, is part of your development plan, as well as reading 2 books every single month is part of your plan. So it's not just that this month you have found this new book that is interesting and that you have decided to buy. You have decided to buy maybe is a new book, but reading is part of your development plan. So make sure that there is this growth part in your everyday life and make it become part of your routine. Trust me, maybe in the beginning is going to be a little bit harder to get used to new habits, like with everything. But the more you're going to keep going with these things, the more you will see that you are going to learn new things and you are growing. So the more you will like to do these things, trust me. So start today and ideally never stop, because growing will serve you every moment and everything in your life. All right, so I really hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Glam Observer podcast. If so, please do leave a review, rate, and subscribe. Bye for now.